everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on OHL News, presented by Warrior. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to a player who is scheduled to tie an OHL all-time record. What is it? Well, you'll find out in a few minutes. But first, this week's OHL Player of the Week is Philadelphia Flyers first-round draft choice and Oshawa Generals forward Scott Laughton. He picked up 4 goals and 3 assists for 7 points in 4 games last week. Laughton, of course, also the captain of Team Canada at the 2014 World Junior Hockey Championship. For Scott Laughton and the Generals, leading the way in the OHL's Eastern Conference and looking to set the tone in the final couple weeks of the season heading into the playoffs. Meantime, the Saginaw Spirit are getting set for the postseason, but still jockeying for position in the Western Conference, looking to maintain the number 6 seed as they come into the weekend a few points up on the Owen Sound Attack. Overage forward Christoph Kontos can go into the OHL record book. He is on pace to play 337 career OHL games. That would tie the record set by Corey Tanaka when he played for the Plymouth Whalers and the Belleville Bulls, wrapping up his OHL career during the 2008-2009 season. Well, Christoph Kontos joins me on the line, and when you came into the league with the Sudbury Wolves, guys like Daniel Lombardi, John Kurtz, and Steve Reese, did they seem old as overagers? Because now you're in that role as being an overager this year.
It's funny, I was just thinking about this the other day. I remember how much bigger, and they had more facial hair, and they seemed so much older than I did. And now, being in this position, I don't feel as if I'm that old. And looking at some of the younger guys on the team, I don't feel like I'm that much older than they are.
Does it kind of like the high school thing that you come into high school as a grade 9 and you feel like you're the little guy, and then looking up to the grade 12s and the older guys, and then before you know it, you're in their shoes? Sort of a similar idea with sort of how the OHL cycle goes?
Yeah, definitely. I was intimidated definitely when I first came in. And as, you know, the years go by, you start to become more comfortable and more confident, and obviously the age starts to even out. And as of now, I feel pretty good with this group of guys. So,
has the time flown by?
Oh yeah, this year especially. You know, we always talk about how fast the year goes by, and I've always heard older overagers say, you know, your career goes so quickly. You know, you got to really enjoy the last few months, and I think I'm at that position now.
Obviously, you come from a hockey family and being around sort of professionals over the years, and I've got to think that Greg Gilbert's one of those people that would certainly fall on a list of a pro that you've been around here since you joined Saginaw.
Yeah, you can just tell by his experience and the way he coaches the team that he knows what he's talking about. He's been there. He's won the best championship in the world. He's coached at the best level. He's done it all. So, you know, as a player, you really try and soak up as much information and try and do the things he asks. That way you know that you'll be able to improve yourself.
For you, do you find this has been a breakout year, considering the point totals you've been able to put up and, you know, play an overall balanced game as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I have, you know, most to thank the coach Greg Gilbert for that. I mean, he's put me in every situation. He's played me a ton, penalty kill, power play. I've played the top, you know, top line role since the beginning, since I got here, and he's let me take the ball and run with it, and I'm just hoping that some teams notice and that I can, you know, maybe move on in my career.
And that's what I was going to say. I've got to think hoping that this team can have an extended playoff run, make some noise in the playoffs, and with your play over the regular season would hopefully open some doors for you.
Yeah, that's the goal. I mean, speaking to my agent and stuff, is as of right now, there's nothing going on, but you have to hope, and you have to hope that things will work out and that teams will start to notice you. And all you can really control is how hard you work and how well you do when it comes down to those crunch times in the playoffs. And hopefully the team does do well, that, you know, with team success comes individual success.
Is it reassuring that some of the guys you've crossed paths with over the last few years have gone on to the CIS, done well there, and then some of them have just come right out of there and gone into pro? I can think of players even in the last couple of years that have come through the league and gone on. I've got to think with the whole program, it's got to be reassuring that, you know, your first option is obviously, your first preference is wanting to jump into pro, but knowing through the education program and the CIS, there's some other options there as well.
Yeah, it's funny how I look at some of the rosters of the schools that have approached me, and I see guys that I've played with and played against over the years, and you see how they're having pretty good seasons, and hopefully as a player, you want to get your schooling done for, but obviously you want to move on and go to pro, and whether Europe is the option or in pro in the minors and work your way up. Either way, if it's school or one of those options, I think I just want to continue with hockey and just try and make something out of my career.
One thing you've had success with in your 5 years is being a reliable guy in terms of being there night in and night out. You go into this weekend, you're going to play your 330th game in the OHL. Is it a combination of maybe hard work, luck, and just being able to sort of pull through and avoid not being in the lineup? You've been the fact that you have been able to be in the lineup through five seasons here.
Yeah, I think luck has a lot to do with it. You know, you see some freak accidents for guys and injuries, and I mean, knock on wood, that doesn't happen. But I've seen guys get hurt in practice, or even hurt in warm ups and stuff, where you have to miss a game or two. And I've been pretty fortunate that way. And I think a lot of it has to do with hard work in the summer. I really work on maintaining my body and making sure that I'm ready to go for the season when that comes around.
I guess there'll be a feather in your cap if everything goes according to plan. We don't want to put the cart before the horse, but the way things, you're on pace to tie the record for most games played in OHL history. I guess at the end of the day, if you can leave the league with something in the record books, you'll certainly take it, I would think.
Yeah, I actually had no idea that was a record. I don't know if it's a record that I would really want to have or not. I mean, it's kind of one where you say, well, what did you really do? And it still would be pretty cool to have that.
That was Christoff Kontos of the Saginaw Spirit. Meantime, let's look at the BMO CHL Top 10 rankings this week. And the Western Hockey League's Kelowna Rockets continue to lead the way, followed by the Guelph Storm. Then the number 5 team is the Erie Otters. Number 6, the London Knights. And honorable mention this week to the Oshawa Generals. A reminder that the OHL Cup Showcase Tournament hosted by the Greater Toronto Hockey League is coming up. It takes place March 11th to 16th at Buckingham Arena in Toronto. The top minor midget players from across the province and into the United States will compete for the coveted OHL Cup. It's a preview of many of the names you will hear at the 2014 OHL Priority Selection in April. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. Remember, for all the latest updates from around the league and the countdown to the playoffs, check out OntarioHockeyLeague.com. You have been listening to OHL News, presented by Warrior. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.